ShopRite released its interim results today, reporting a 24% plunge in diluted headline earnings per share due to supply challenges in the domestic market and currency devaluation in Angola, which helped fuel a trading loss in the company's Rest of Africa division. As a result, the interim dividend's been cut by 24%, levels last seen in 2016. Company CEO Pieter Engelbrecht joins us on the line now to unpack the detail behind the numbers. Thanks so much, Pieter, for your time this evening. So it's been a tough 6 months for the group, in fact coming in even below your own expectations. Do you think you've underestimated the overall economic climate and the pressure it's exerting on consumers, or more so your own ability to withstand the operating environment?
Yeah, for us it was more convergence of four very extraordinary factors. I'm not talking business as usual. We're at the end of a completion of a multi-year ERP replatforming of our entire business. That was very impactful, and that followed on top of the aftermath of the industrial action that we had in the Gauteng region in May and June. So going straight into a replatforming go live and then into Black Friday, which had huge demands on stock availability, and we are on record to say that we estimate that loss in excess of R1 billion in distribution center issues. That has had an effect on the bottom line, of course, in excess of R250 million. And that is fortunately something that is reversible and not something that stays with us in terms of the state of the consumer. The other dramatic impact was the swing in the Angola currency, which devalued by 85%, which meant that we basically have to double our prices, which we couldn't do. We had to absorb that cost pressure for our consumers, which meant that the gross margin suffered through that. The South African gross margin, as a matter of fact, maintained quite well, was slightly up. So all in all, the South African operations, barring the stock availability, is looking very sound, and definitely these results are not a sign of the fundamental strength of the business. The fourth item that affected us, this is the first time in the history that I could find and certainly have been part of, that we had 18 consecutive months of deflation, which is unheard of. And I just want to say that deflation doesn't mean prices don't go up. It means they're actually lower than the previous year. And the only way to offset that is to grow volume.
Yeah.
Which we did, but not enough.
Absolutely. With that being said, Pieter, you have been simultaneously investing in expansion and technology projects, which are expected to then ensure future growth. So what kind of investments are we looking at, both from a price tag perspective, but what it all actually buys you at the end of the day?
Well, this has been the biggest project that we, any of us, have ever been involved in. It's been taking, it's 7 years since we started, 4 years since the design commenced, in 17 months of implementation, 147,000 people had to be trained. And to just give you a perspective of the impact on the operations, our store people, personnel, the people that you deal with when you go to a store, they were impacted by over 81,000 trading days of training to be able to transition onto the new platform, which is now across our entire real estate. So whether you're in Mozambique or Angola or Cape Town, it's all the same now. And it's something we absolutely had to do. We didn't have a choice. We were at end of life with our previous system. So this has had a massive impact, but we are very excited about the future and the benefits that this can give us.
Because, of course, it acts to bolster what you highlighted a little earlier on, and that the fundamental strength of your business moving forward, and to withstand the fact that sales have come under pressure over the past six-month period, increasing just 0.2%. So what kind of shifts are you noticing in consumer spend right now? And are you starting to cater to that differently so that, you know, this whole story does become one more so of volume growth?
It's always volume is the name of the game, but specifically for ShopRite, it becomes challenging in terms of supply because the brand Shoprite over index in commodities like maize, chicken, rice, etc., where it has more than double market share in those commodities than what its overall market share is. And when one looks at the Shoprite business, it's actually more complicated that we have the Shoprite consumer brand, the Checkers consumer brand, which are completely different. And in the Checkers environment, we've seen exceptional growth on the fresh departments and the convenience that we introduced over the last 3 years. So we're very happy to say one of our strategic drivers was to get a better share of the higher income wallet, and we have managed to do so.
Yeah, of course, that's imperative where, you know, in a low volume scenario for now, value becomes imperative. I mean, ShopRite's always trumpeted on its ability to cushion some of the pricing pressures that consumers face by subsidizing certain products. Is that being sustained or sustainable, Peter?
That is, I would say, probably one of the commendable things that we can accolade to management is that during this period of tough times, they never succumb to making short-term decisions for short-term gains. And we are happy to independently prove that over the last 31 months, Shoprite has been the lowest priced supermarket in South Africa without question. And that is the most critical for us, is that we stay true to our DNA of low prices. And secondly, in the SME survey recently, is that 80% of the adult population in Africa at least frequented one of our brands once in the last month. So the improvement on where we're coming from is entirely on our own hands, subsequent replatforming that we've done.
So how soon before all of this starts reflecting then more positively on your bottom line as you see it?
Like I said in the presentation this morning, is from quarter one, two, and into the festive, we've seen a market increase in top line, and that trend has continued into January and February. So we're very positive about that. Although I don't want to make any predictions, we are in an election year. There are good and bad news. The good news being some inflation coming through already, as well as the increased minimum wage from January. We also have the negative side in terms of tax block creeping out of the budget, some sugar tax, and none of us know exactly what the elections are going to dish up. But all in all, fundamentally, we are very positive for the next 6 months.
Well, let's leave it there, Peter. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Peter Engelbrecht, who's CEO of Shoprite.